The Lord be with you. Daniel had a dream, a vision from God, and in this dream, wind blew upon the earth and stirred up four beasts. Now, our reading this morning skipped 12 verses in the middle of Daniel 7. So let me fill you in, because those verses, they describe the beasts and they describe what happens to them. The first beast is described as like a lion with wings like eagles, but its wings have been torn off. The second beast is described as a bear with three tusks who eats the bodies of the dead. The third beast is described as a leopard prowling through the streets, a leopard with four heads and four wings. And the fourth beast is so terrible, it's not even described as an animal. It's more of a machine. It has teeth of iron and claws of bronze. It has 10 horns, but those 10 horns are not enough for it. An 11th horn grows out of the midst of it, and the 11th horn has eyes like humans and a mouth like a human mouth. And so Daniel asks the angel in his vision, what are these beasts? And the angel says, these are the kings of the earth that will rise. These are the kings that represent the empires that will conquer the people of Israel, lay waste to their land, and take them captive. And they are described as beasts because their violence makes no sense. Their violence not just against the city of the people of Israel, not just against the bodies of the people that they take captive, but against their very souls. For these empires want nothing more than to turn the people they capture into beasts like themselves, beasts of burden, beasts to be trained and chained, beasts to be fattened for slaughter. Now, Daniel 7 begins by saying this dream occurs in the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, which is a reminder that when Daniel has this dream, the people of God already know full well the beasts of empire, for that Babylonian empire has come to the gates of Jerusalem and knocked them down, burned their city to the ground, and like a lion, consumed the people within. And all who are left have been taken captive to Babylon. So yes, the people of Israel already know the beasts of empire. They have known the lion of Babylon, and they cry out to God, is this not enough, O God? Have we not suffered enough? And God's answer is there will be more. That Babylon is but the first. The empires of Persia, of Greece, and of Rome will follow and come once more to your city. I give thanks for the saints who keep an eye on our candles here. To say we as a community, in this past year we have known our own beasts. This year will mark 1 year. This week will mark 1 week from when the campfire, like a lion, devoured the cities of Paradise, Megalia, and Kankau. And yet that was but the first of the beasts that we faced, for in its wake came a beast like a bear, mauling the remains of our communities with a housing crisis, causing us to lose even more of the people we love because they had no place to live. And yet that was not enough. For now, as we walk down our streets, there are more beasts prowling. We have a lion prowling in our streets, the streets of memories, and this beast is like a leopard, reminding us of what was a beast of grief. And we might say, oh God, is that not enough? Have we not suffered enough? And yet, this year, once again, the rains have not yet come. The days are dry and hot. and the winds once more blow, stirring up beasts in other parts of our state, and we hear tales of fires to the south and to the west. And perhaps we hear the words of Jesus today saying, "Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and you will weep." You see, Jesus doesn't promise us that we will get to keep the things in this life that we will cherish. On the contrary, we are certain that we will lose them. Be it tomorrow or be it decades from now, on the day we die, everything of this earth will end. And so that truth can cause us to become the beasts that we fear. It can cause us to become a beast that devours everything it has while it has the chance, because it never knows when it will eat again. It can cause us to become a beast that hoards what we have now and lashes out to those who come near, because this may be the only time that we are rich. It can cause us to become a beast that burrows in hides, that we might not love anything enough, that when we lose it, we are forced to weep. Yes, we could well become these beasts. But Jesus also has words for us. Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." Nothing on this earth is forever. And that means that we will lose everything on this earth. We will lose even our suffering. We will lose even our despair. We will lose even our grief. Nothing of this world is forever, not even the beasts that run wild on it. Daniel, yes, he sees these four great beasts in his vision, but he sees that for all their terror, there is something more powerful still, because he looks up from the earth where these beasts roar and he sees the heavens. He sees God seated on a throne. He sees God as the Ancient One of Days, who is older than time itself, for this God is eternal. This God never ends. This God is surrounded by the hosts of heaven. 10,000 times 10,000 angels surround God, waiting at God's command to destroy the beasts of this earth. But for all this power, God does not send the armies of heaven to destroy the beast. God does not create some new monstrosity to destroy the old ones, no. Daniel sees one like a human being, like a son of man, who God gives authority in the place of these beasts. Now, we as Christians, we hear that phrase, the Son of Man, and our minds go immediately to Jesus, and rightly so. And perhaps we hear the words of Paul assuring us that this Jesus has been seated at the right hand of God, above all rule and authority, above all power and dominion, above all name, both in this age and in the age to come, and we can rejoice that it is Christ alone, not the beasts of empire, the beasts of fires, the beasts of fear, that have a claim on who we are, but it is Christ who claims us. And Christ is above all that. Let us rejoice in that, but let us remember that Daniel didn't know the name of Jesus. That Daniel had not read the words of Paul, that for Daniel, all he knew is that there were beasts upon this earth and that God had sent someone to overthrow them. And this someone was a single human being. Because you see, the beasts of the earth that we fight, our true enemy are not empires or kings. Our true enemy is not even fire. Our true enemy is the beasts that those things want us to become. Beasts of fear, beasts of despair, beasts of selfishness. And so God in Jesus becomes human to teach us what it means to be humans, that we might overcome the beasts in our lives. Jesus is wounded, and yet he forgives. And in so doing, he heals both himself and those who wounded him. Jesus is hungry, and yet he shares his food, and in so doing, he feeds not only himself, but the crowds. Jesus weeps at the death of a friend. And yet in his weeping, he trusts that everything of this world must come to an end, and that includes death, for death is of this world. And in his trust, he brings forth eternal life, not just for himself, but for all people. For you see, it is true that we will lose everything of this world. But our humanity comes from God. And it is true that we will lose everything that we love in this world, but love is not of this world. Love is from God. And so today, we celebrate All Saints Sunday. We celebrate what is eternal, not our hunger, not our fullness, not our poverty, not our riches, not our grief, and not our laughter. We celebrate the humanity that has shown us the divine. We celebrate the people through whom we have known God's love, for it is that which is eternal. We celebrate the people who have saved us from the fires, not just this past year, but every year in our life. We celebrate the people who brought us into homes, not just this past year when houses were short, but every year when we needed a place to call home. We celebrate the people who greeted us in our grief, not with trite words, but cooking for us food of comfort. We celebrate the people who embraced us in our fear and held us close with loving arms. We celebrate the people who taught us what it meant to be human, which is to say that we will suffer and we will rejoice, but we will always love. We celebrate the people who taught us, as Jesus teaches us, to love our enemies, because those who are our enemies today may tomorrow be our friends. Who taught us to pray for those who curse us, because tomorrow they may bless us. We pray and give to those who beg today, because tomorrow they may feed us. Nothing in this world stays the same, and so we hold to what is not of this world and to what is of God, to the love that makes us human. On Friday, the City of Paradise has asked that at 11:08 a.m., which is to say the time that is the date that the campfire was, at 11:08 a.m., the City of Paradise has asked us to pause, to take a moment of silence wherever we are for 85 seconds. 1 second for each of the lives that were lost in that fire. And I encourage you, do so. And in those 85 seconds, feel the pain at the poverty that has come to our community from this destruction. And in those 85 seconds, feel the hunger you have inside of you for hope that maybe is not yet there. And in those 85 seconds, weep for all the death and all the loss that has filled your lives this past year and the years before it. And then remember. Remember the faces that surround this font. Remember the love that they showed you. Remember the lessons they taught you of what it means to be human, of what it means to cling to what is eternal. And then in that moment, you may not laugh, not yet. You may not be filled with hope. Not yet. Your heart may still be broken, but may it still rejoice and be glad. For this kingdom does not belong to the beasts of this earth. They will end. This kingdom belongs to the holy ones of God and to you. They have gone to prepare a way. So rejoice and be glad, for yours is the kingdom of God with them. Amen.